Maybe we can do a Harvey Pass Journal Club and a Harvey Pass Tumor Board here. And I wanted to ask you about a couple other of your papers, and you had submitted a couple cases that we could chat about. What about your editorial last July in the JCO, which was discussing this paper by Hirth et al., looking at endobronchial ultrasound? Can you comment on what they looked at and what you discussed in your editorial?
Right. The question is whether you can do the very difficult staging or restaging of stage 3A lung cancer patients who have had induction therapy before they get operated on. Mainly because the whole idea of patients with lymph node positive 3A disease, if they have persistence of their positivity in the mediastinum at the time of their resection, this has been pointed out in a number of studies, starting really with Kathy Albane's study that shows that persistent N2 disease is a bad prognostic factor. Those patients do not do as well, even with surgery after chemoradiation therapy. So maybe we shouldn't put the patient through potentially dangerous surgery with risks that can be 5 to 7% depending upon the series. So you need a better way of knowing that. And the use of endobronchial ultrasound, in which you're able to bronchoscope the patient, actually see the nodes using a transducer on the outside, able to actually then stick a needle in the node, aspirate, and then have an answer to whether that lymph node is involved without having to violate the mediastinum again, because how did you get that original biopsy? It was a mediastinoscopy. And to reevaluate that with a redo mediastinoscopy, although it's been done and done fairly well by European surgeons and some American surgeons, it's very difficult and you're going to skimp. This way, you're not making an incision. You can do it all from inside the bronchus. And what they showed, though, was that, yes, they could get a diagnosis, but the accuracy was not that great. It wasn't as good as we'd like it to be.
Compared to what?
Compared to mediastinoscopy.
So meaning, these patients also got mediastinoscopy?
They got mediastinoscopy first, but if you compare the yield, truly, of mediastinoscopy, plus the fact all these patients got operated on, so they were able to compare their EBUS findings to their surgical findings. And they had patients that still had lymph node disease that they weren't able to find, or patients that were false negatives. So what does it all mean? It means that you have a technique that you can evaluate the mediastinum that works very well. But when does it work very well? It works very well if potentially you could do it first. So I think there needs to be a shift, as I said in the editorial, to the use of endobronchial ultrasound first. Why? Most patients are going to get PET scans. So if you get a PET scan on a patient and you have this beautiful roadmap of where the positive lymph node is or lymph nodes are, then if you combine that with doing an endobronchial ultrasound and go right to that area or sample as many nodes as you want, but you make sure you get the PET scan positive ones, you'll get a diagnosis of whether that patient has N2 disease or not. Now, if you get that using endobronchial ultrasound, the mediastinum has been untouched. You have a clear mediastinum. When is the most important thing to decide whether that patient has had a great response to chemo or chemo and radiation therapy? It's before you're going to make the decision to operate. So save your mediastinoscopy, which is the gold standard where you can really look at all the nodes and make sure that you don't have any sampling error, for the time just before you're evaluating that patient for surgery. You may find that you have persistently positive disease in the mediastinum, despite the fact that the CT scan has showed a response or the PET scan shows that it's less FDG avid. If you get a positive biopsy in the mediastinum at that point, you may not want to do an operation.